God, when fear begins to overtake us, help us to remember you are greater than anyone or anything that we face. Amen.
L'chaim.
Very
wow,
beautiful.
That was gorgeous.
That's wasn't
a,
that?
I almost believed in God for a second.
We have we have Victor here, of course, and by his voice, I mean, of course. That was Victor's girlfriend just talking, and she thinks that you can say the prayer and then just sit back and watch what's going on. Now, his girlfriend that looks creepingly familiar because she looks just like Hamda.
You're so foul.
How long have you guys been dating? Real quick again.
We've been dating for a few months, and it's going very well.
Okay, I want to play a game. I call this 1 to 10. Okay, I just invented it.
By the way, we have spoken about this particular girl. We're leaving your name out just for, I don't know if you want your name to be in there or not.
Sandra.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, this is going to be crazy.
All right. I've just handed you both a piece of paper and a pen.
All right.
Without looking at each other and without being cute and making jokes, out of 1 to 10, how serious is this relationship?
Oh, my God.
The
people on the chat are very concerned about the camera and why it's not on at this point.
I think the camera makes clicks when I have too many things open.
Oh, I agree. I'm just explaining it to them.
Okay.
I would want to see this,
I will take
too.
Your papers.
I'll take hers. Oh, shit. What do you have?
Victor's into this relationship. He has questions. Victor filled out a whole paragraph. He has questions, wonders how true you are. Are you just after him because you found out he's directing a feature-length movie? Loves you a 7.5. This relationship, 7.5, he takes it.
Okay, that's not bad because she's got a 6 here.
All right, you're connected.
All right, not bad,
bad.
Not bad.
That's
I don't
bad.
Think that's bad.
That's
I don't think that's
awful.
Bad.
A 6?
No, I from
a 6
from
the
your 7.5. Listen, the way you two were smooching before the show, I thought you both were going to be like 9, 10. They're the greatest. Meh, meh, meh.
I hope she has fun walking home. That's all.
Oh, my God.
No, man, 6. The fuck is that shit?
She did better than the chat. Some of them were saying a 3. So,
wow.
It's pretty good.
This is working out perfectly.
Do you have a MySpace? They want to know your MySpace.
Yes.
What's your MySpace?
She's in my top 8. If you know my MySpace, okay. You can find hers.
That's fair. And
top
he's not
eight.
Top
it's interesting,
she's in
though.
My top 8.
Top 8 only
I
gets a 7.5.
Okay. She's in my top 8.
What, everybody on your top 8 is a 10?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's you, dudes that buy my shirt, and hot chicks. 10 for all of them.
Oh, Spooky did the math. It's within 15% is good. So okay. It's good. It's good.
This is a fun game. Just to catch up from old shows. Very cool show. My father-in-law also used to invite the Jehovah Witnesses inside. We were saying how my dad, ex-Catholic priest, Jehovah Witnesses would come to the house, and he'd happily let them in, sit them down, and try to convert them. My father-in-law used to invite them in. He would sit them down on a couch with his two girls and ask the two Jehovah Witnesses to read some stories. After a while, he would excuse himself and go do the dishes and clean up the kitchen and do his other chores. And then when he was done, he would return to the living room, say thanks for entertaining my kids, and then follow them out. Then he would tell his kids that it was those people were full of shit, but they had some good stories. He used them as a babysitter.
I love that story. That's from our forums, right?
Right.
Oh, that was awesome.
And then we were talking about how, you know, your parents were fighting and this and that. My parents do the whole everything is normal. But it's 5 minutes after the big fight. I'm surprised I'm not schizophrenic. It definitely fucks with you as a kid. I remember one time my dad freaking out over my mom being messy, which really was just a little bit of laundry on the floor. He comes in yelling, tears all the blankets off my bed, throws my toys into the middle of the room,
dumps
all my dresser drawers out, tells me to stay in the room until it's all clean. I came out 10 minutes later to put a glass in the kitchen, and he goes, "How's it going?" And he's all pleasant and sunny. I think I was 10 years old. That's kind of what my dad would do. My dad would yell and go fucking crazy, and I'd see him later that same day. So how are things?
Ugh.
I'm like, you just yelled at me.
Maybe it's because our fights were normally in the evening, because that's when my dad would come home, that it was always the next morning that it was pleasant.
Morning, right.
Yeah, we'd all like kind of, you know, grunt our way to sleep, and then it was just the
that's
next
how
morning.
I plan to treat my kids.
I got
I'm just
so
gonna be
plans.
A different person like every 5 minutes. But like not just personality, just like a whole different voice.
Don't waste your talents, Victor.
Oh.
I just love that guys always have this vision of their kids as experiments. Everybody. I think I went out with this guy who was going to raise his kids, every kid, a different religion.
That's my idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Whoops.
And it will happen.
I think this other guy had it too.
Yeah, maybe. Dude, it's a common thing.
It's all a big experiment to you guys. That's why I'm on the pill.
Or maybe that Chemna doesn't take this relationship as seriously as you. Maybe that's the case, Keith. Right. You think about that? She's speaking.
Why don't we write it down? Let's go. I have a piece of paper
pen.
Right here. I have a piece of paper right fucking here. What are we doing? 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
1 to 10. Ready?
Ready.
Go. Oh.
Too cute for words, I am.
Oh,
I drew a heart.
He drew a heart and she drew a 20. That is.
You thought you guys were gross.
I had no idea what true grossness was.
See, Victor and Sandra were confused because before the show, nobody was talking to each other, or we'd cut them off and be like, no. Is that a good story? Are you going to say that on the show? Yeah, I don't mind saying it on the show. Oh, then please stop talking to me.
But welcome in the house nonetheless. Because we have you here, Victor, I want to talk about a Last Comic Standing real quick.
Last Comic Standing.
I've been talking about how I despise it.
Uh-huh.
I've been talking about how, at best, the beginning of it is fake. Who gets into the house or who moves on a little bit. Your thoughts?
I think that it used to be horrible, but it's gotten a little bit better. But
oh my
still,
God.
It's pretty fucked up.
Now, we talked about how we think that the only people who got in were agents and managers. And I asked Victor before the show that I told him I was surprised he wasn't there. But maybe, you know, he's too busy to do something like that.
Right.
Because I could totally see you on there.
Yeah. I mean, some people do have deals that they definitely get to at least the late night part where they, you know, because some people audition during the day and then
right.
they get to the late night part.
Right.
Some people have deals like that. But I wasn't going to go unless I had a deal like that. So I didn't go.
Oh, so they were willing to see you in the meeting where you get scheduled.
Right.
But you didn't for sure have the nighttime spot.
Exactly. And I was just like, I've gone far enough so I don't have to like go to the day meeting. I was like, fuck,
see,
that's it.
We were right. We were right.
Mm-hmm. We saw everybody that went in, I know for a fact, has a manager. Like our buddy Joey Gay and a couple other ones. None of these people stood in line. Like I went to in line. And I don't know if you heard this already. The New York line, I did like a dummy stand in that line. They didn't take those people.
Did you stood in line?
I stood
year?
In line. And they
this year?
This year.
Yeah.
And they sent us home. But the footage that we all stood in line is still being used. So if you recognize anybody, you're going to think they failed.
Which they did in a way.
Right. We stood like
standing in line and getting fucked over. That's pretty much a failure.
Why was your manager or whoever not able to get you that guaranteed bullshit thing?
I don't know. I really don't know why. I don't know.
Did he try? Or was he like, no, it's better you don't?
No, they tried. They couldn't get it all set up. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to go down there. And I was that was it.
Your mama did call me.
Really?
Yeah.
That show, Victor? Mama?
I got an email and a phone call.
Oh, really? Your mama?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's terrible.
And so I thought it'd be funny to do as ridiculous, and then me and Hemda were talking about it, that I don't think it's a good idea.
I didn't think it was a good idea because everybody on Your Mama is just kind of kidding around, and they're going to get all this footage of everybody, including my baby. Okay, and then they're not going to use it probably, and he's not going to get on the show, and even if he does, it doesn't matter. And then when he gets ginormously famous, or, you know, at least famous enough, they're then going to, you know, show the footage, and it's not going to make sense anymore. It's not going to do what it was supposed to do, and why should they have that?
I get you.
Boy, they keep talking about Sandra on the chat. What does she look like? How old is she? Give me a picture.
You can see her picture at bestalbino.com.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You could see a whole video with her in it.
There is a video, Monkey Pancake, starring Sandra.
To answer your question, yes, she's very hot.
She's very hot. You can also see her picture at Hemda.com.
Because they are clones of one another. We had to put blue on one's face just to tell
the
which
thing
is which.
Keith sees ethnic girl with curly hair, and we all look alike.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're directing the movie Twist the Cap.
I am.
What can you talk about it?
I don't know. What do you want to know? I can tell you almost everything, actually.
What is it about?
It's about this guy who is robbing a convenience store, and in the middle of the robbery, he wins $1 million twist-off Coca-Cola cap game. Well, not Coca-Cola, but a soda cap game.
That's
and he doesn't
cool.
want to rob the store anymore, but the cop's already outside. Wackiness ensues. Credits.
Is it like Boca-Cola, but with the same font?
Actually, our sponsor is Goya. If you can,
all understand. Right.
Yeah,
they can't afford millions of dollars.
They make a cola, which is it's not even a cola. It's like a fruit drink. It's pretty much like Snapple, and they're the sponsor for the movie.
It's not exactly like Snapple. Sorry,
it's not like Snapple.
No, it's not. Sorry, I know they're your sponsor. It's like a syrup Snapple.
Okay, whatever.
They have their own float every year at the
it's
Macy's.
It's not like Snapple, Victor. I have taste tested so many fat little fruit drinks, and I know the difference.
I just don't think Goya is made out of any of the best stuff on Earth.
Okay.
No, I don't know about that, actually. I think Goya might be better than Snapple in terms of actually putting real things in it.
I know they have the funniest floats. Macy's Day Parade every year. You got Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Dog, and big thing of Goya beans.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nothing's better than Goya beans.
Who's in the movie?
Charlie Murphy is in the movie.
That's Eddie Murphy's brother, right?
Eddie Murphy's brother.
I bet he's so sick of hearing
that. Do you call him over? You're directing it. Do you call him over? Eddie Murphy's brother.
No, I call him Charlie. The funny thing is...
You go, how old was Eddie Murphy when he did Delirious, and how old are you now?
Oh, fuck.
People yell Charlie Murphy to him all the time when we're shooting. Right. Like, people are just like, Charlie Murphy! Like, the funniest one was these cops were like, they slowed down, they're driving by the set, and they're like...
Where is this, by the way?
We're shooting up in Harlem.
Okay.
And the cops slow down. They're like, oh, who's in this movie? And we're like, Charlie Murphy, blah, blah, blah. Like, where are your vans parked? And so they drive over by the vans, go on the police speaker, and they're like, Charlie Murphy, darkness, darkness, Charlie Murphy. And they're two, like, white cops yelling darkness in Harlem over a loudspeaker because it's fucking Charlie Murphy. It's, like, hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Murphy.
So you guys, the video cameras don't turn to them if they're not, you know, doing something. I would want to videotape that and put it in the extras or something, or at the end of the movie.
We should
a minute collage that Charlie Murphy yells.
Yeah.
It actually may be on the behind the scenes videotape because it was a behind the scenes videotape guy who told me about it. So maybe he did tape it. I hope.
Oh,
he did.
Okay. There's a whole guy doing the behind the scenes.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You're in Harlem, and obviously that's not the first time you're around real black people. When you're around black people, do they notice that you're black? Do they just know the way girls know diamonds are real?
No, not every black person knows I'm black. Not everybody has encountered a black albino before, which is disheartening. Mm-hmm. I think that
your own people.
I think that when black people are together, like they always like make eye contact, and they're like, yeah. And sometimes I don't get that eye contact.
They're like, dude, yeah. Look close. We're driving the same car.
You know, and the black people and a group of white people, you always like, you know, you make eye contact. Just in case something's going down. You're like, I got you. Just in case, but I don't get it.
Oh, you think white people do that? We don't.
No, you don't.
Right.
White people are like, oh,
no,
we're safe wherever
don't.
We
I see,
go.
I see. By the way, I despise those Twista caps. I just want a drink, and I didn't even know there was a contest. Sorry, you lose. My whole day's ruined. I just wanted a fruit juice. Who else is in your movie?
Let's see. Ike Barinholtz, he's from Mad TV. Jordan Peele, also from Mad TV. Dave Attell. Isn't it?
I love Dave Attell.
Yeah, he's funny. He's really funny. He plays a cop. He's very funny. He let us shave his facial hair into this gross mustache, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Donnell Rawlings from the Chappelle Show is in it. Carol Alt.
Daniel Rawlings is the I'm rich, bitch.
Donnell.
I saw him live. He was very funny.
Mm-hmm. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
My friend was not too fond of him. But I thought he was really nice because she thought he was hilarious during the show, and then she went to say hi to him after, as did I in separate times. She thought that he was mean. I thought he was totally friendly. I don't know.
I think he's totally friendly. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I think she was taking some shit wrong, and I think I'm actually talking shit about my friend right now, and I will stop.
People are also weird, you know, when they meet celebrities, like what dumbness comes out of their mouth, and they also take what's being said wrong.
That's true.
Is this your same friend, by the way, that met Sebastian Bach?
Yes.
And said, years ago, and said, like, you know,
when we were in high school.
Height.
When we were in high school. Yeah, at the height of his fame.
He goes, oh, I love you so much, and blah, blah, blah. Right there, he's probably like, all right, I'll fuck you.
This girl had his picture on her nightstand. Like, it was real. This whole thing was real. And she was like, and she's like, yeah, I know all your songs. I love you. And he's like, really? Sing one. She's like, she blanked out. Completely blanked out. And she's like, no, seriously. And he's like, okay, I believe you. You want to go smoke a joint? And she was like, a joint? That was back when none of my friends were smoking weed at all. So she was like, oh, no. And she just, like, scurried away.
Oh, no. I do love you so, but you cannot lead me astray.
I want her to see this new supergroup show and see if she still likes him.
I don't think
He's a jaguar. Conan O'Brien, I'd like to talk about. You were awesome.
Conan O'Brien was fun.
Did so great. They weren't just laughing. They were hysterically laughing and also taken aback at how funny somebody was on stage in front of them.
It was a really weird experience because they were making crazy noises. Like the camera people were like going, oh! They're like,
really?
making these weird noises as the show was going on. And I was like, what the fuck is happening, but it was really fun.
I heard the albino stuff before that you did, but everything at the end that I didn't hear, I was literally howling.
Yeah, something actually, I tried to...
By the way, he pointed to me just to make sure, you
wasn't
agree
I?
With me, right? Wasn't I howling? Yes.
No, I tried to do the show, and I wanted to do all new material, and they had seen a tape of me on Comedy Central, and they requested certain material.
Really?
But then the night before I went on the show, I was like, can I pitch some new material to you? And they were like, okay. And so I did the old material, and then I pitched them, a bunch of new jokes, and they rejected one, but all the other new stuff stays. So all the stuff at the end was stuff that I pitched the day before the show, and they let me do. And then I did the old stuff plus that stuff at the end. And the new stuff actually got a better response than the old stuff, I think, which is awesome. So
this is really cool because this is a lot of awesome behind the scenes. And Keith gets on people for repeating their material over and over on TV, but apparently this is what... It's getting requested.
Right. No, they request jokes. They'll say, we want you to do this joke and this joke. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, well, we really like this stuff. And then finally I was like, well, can I pitch some of my new stuff? And I did. And
I don't think a lot of people have that kind of the balls to, go, what about this? Because they're just glad to be on Conan.
My managers did not. Whoa.
Sorry, that's a phone call that's not coming in right.
Oh, sounds crazy.
That's the devil calling.
My managers actually were not. They were like, well, maybe you don't want to pitch other stuff. In fact, at first, I was just going to do new stuff and not. I was
That'd
just going
awesome.
To spring it on them.
Oh, my God.
But, I don't know that this takes away my point, though.
I think it takes away your point a little bit.
I will be upset at Victor 10 years from now. And, Twist the Cap won an Oscar, and he's doing, I Got a Kid Made Out of Glue. That's the difference. Chris Rock has no excuse now doing his same joke from years ago on Letterman and then on Leno. There is a difference. I cut people's first time or first couple times.
But a lot of people on Conan are newies.
And I forgive those people.
I'm not going to probably... I mean, just because I did it on Conan, it's probably burnt now. I can't do it again, that particular material.
See? Thank you.
No, yeah. But we've seen people who do the same material on Conan and the same material on Jay Leno, and it's just all the same. It's like as if they only have 10 minutes worth of material that they're just pimping around.
Yeah, I don't know. I have 50 minutes of material. Actually, some jokes that I pitched to them, I did some jokes that I wanted to pitch to them, and I was like, okay, the next jokes probably won't ever get on the air. And they did a couple of jokes, and they were just like these. Because the guy loved them, but he was like, they're too awful.
Can you say one of them? How awful can it be? Because you've said some shit. I was surprised they let some of those things go that you said.
I know.
I can't remember, but I remember.
Titties and bitch, and they were like, that's cool. And I was like, awesome.
But you know what? That's kind of like, that's as far as you can go. That's like when you're applying for a job, and they're like, how much do you want? $45,000. Done. We'll see you tomorrow. Like, damn, I probably could have said fuck and shit. You stuck on titties and bitches.
I'll tell you this joke, but I don't know how it's going to work, off the air. I mean, not on stage, but I can tell you this joke. Right. Here's how the joke goes. I go, special announcement for the ladies. I do not have AIDS. And I go, anybody else out there have AIDS? You guys had your AIDS test? You guys have your AIDS test recently? Anybody? Not just me? Okay. That's cool. Everybody else is just rolling the dice. Everybody else is just let it ride. Ooh, AIDS. But me, I don't have AIDS. I did take my test, and at the end of the test, this lady took me into a little room, and she's like, your test, it came out negative. You do not have AIDS. And I was like, awesome. And then she's like, and here is your coffee mug. And I was like, whoa, I get a coffee mug just because I don't have AIDS? She's like, no, you get a coffee mug just for taking the test. And I was like, wow. So that means at some point somebody else comes into the room and they're like, your test came back positive. You have AIDS. And the person will be like, oh, no. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? And what's this? A shiny new coffee mug. Well, thank you. Thank you. Now I have somewhere to put my AIDS. No, thank you, and enjoy your coffee mug as your parting gift from the world.
Your girlfriend just scratched out the number in row 5. Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl. I tried to pick up a phone, and I called somebody.
Your phone is whack.
I was eating dinner. Well, what's going on? How can you help us? What happens exactly when you go into... Do you go into Conan or whatever talk show that same day?
Yes.
And what happens?
I go into Conan, and then I sit in a little room and eat a bunch of cookies and watch the bigger stars like walk by with escorts.
Okay,
like,
one second. Hold that. Yes. Sorry. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
I don't think
hey.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Hi, I'm on the phone. I would like my fuck my...
They have been requesting that on the chat, but if we do this, I think that Sandra should answer.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll play that in a little bit. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We're going to play another game.
Thank you very much for your request. We are a real radio station.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Do you know where you were? Oh, you're seeing the stars come out. So you were already there to practice, like to audition for?
No, I practiced the night before at Caroline's at an all-Asian comedy night. They just put me on stage.
What the fuck?
In front of an all-Asian audience in the middle of a bunch of Asian comedians. I did rather well, except for one of my punchlines, which is about Asian people.
Can you say it? What was it?
I don't know. It's some joke at the end, but I say, sit down there next to Captain Japanese.
I think comics should just do punchlines. And then so you're there. You see the real stars. Do you see Jennifer Aniston face to face?
No, I didn't, because I was too busy just getting in, you know, getting ready to go on stage.
Okay.
But Sandra saw Jennifer Aniston walk by, right?
Oh, Sandra comes with you to everything. Ew,
yeah,
and that's
does.
Only a six bullshit.
I
call
me
bullshit.
Next time I'm on TV, she's going to be at home watching it.
Yeah, you know, 7, 8, that's Letterman.
I think she just put a lower number just so she won't be higher than yours.
I don't know.
I don't know. Because, like I said, the smooching beforehand, I wanted to throw up.
I'll throw the mic real quick. So, you meet, please, I'm talking to
come
a lady.
Come over here, Sandra. You can sit on my lap.
Oh, boy. Did everyone
sit on my lap, girl.
Hey.
Remember when he did that with the last girl that was here?
What?
And that was a 10. You met Jennifer Aniston in person. Did you guys talk or you just
no,
saw
no,
her?
I didn't meet her in person. Actually, Victor and I were outside in the hallway and she just walked right by. She actually didn't talk to anybody.
Is she so freaking pretty that guys are talking about her?
You know what? She's cute. She's very cute, but she looks like the girl next door, you know? So
but that's why everybody likes her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a penis hanging out of the bottom of her skirt.
That's what my girl next door looked like.
All right. And who else was there? Who was the second guest?
So the dude from Lost, the black dude who killed a bunch of people and stole his kid back. I don't know what his name is. Harold something.
No clue.
Somebody knows. Somebody out there knows. The Lost. Come on, you guys on the chat. Who's that dude from Lost? The black dude.
I don't know, but they keep calling Sandra a Jew. She's not a Jew. We all thought she was a Jew. She's actually, what, Italian?
Guatemalan.
Mm-hmm. Guatemalan.
Exactly.
By they keep calling it, do they just keep writing Jew?
Yes. Yeah.
Very sophisticated.
It's Jennifer Aniston, that dude, and then me. And I know that they liked me a lot because they cut a different sketch out of the show so that I could do my stand-up. Yeah, so, like, at cool. the I went overtime.
Wow.
I went overtime because they were trying to rush me, and then I kept slowing down anyway because I wanted to, like, deliver it right. And they gave me more time, and they
That's
cut a
awesome.
Different sketch out of the show. That was awesome.
Was the other guy Michael Iperino? Am I just saying something bad? They're just going to write any name. They're going to write.
You'll no, say it was. It yeah. was like it was started with an H. It was like Harold something.
Well, they keep saying Michael.
No, it was a black dude who killed the people and stole his kid back on Lost. Damn.
Never saw it.
Whatever.
Never saw it. I know they were in the jungle, and then I'll see promos. Now they're in a house. I don't know what's going on. If you're in a house, you can be saved.
In jungle and house.
Yeah,
somebody's collecting rent.
Next week, they're in a castle.
Oz, who's in Oz also.
So you do your stand-up in real life. I mean, on TV. What? You going to say another name?
Yeah,
say
it. What? Harold Perino.
That's right.
Harold Perino? Okay, cool.
That's right. And
How do you like him? Is he an asshole?
No, he was really nervous and sweating a lot on the show, though. He was crazy. Did you see? You saw the interview.
Yeah.
He was messed up.
Wow.
During the interview?
During the interview with Conan, he couldn't hold it together.
Was he drunk or he was nervous about the show?
I think he was really nervous about the show, and he's a huge fan of Conan O'Brien.
Is there a booze backstage? Loosen you up?
No,
there was cookies.
And cookies
maybe
and water.
Maybe that's for you, juice and cookies.
Oh, yeah.
They
maybe
heard
for
about
the big
you.
People, they just gave a bunch of liquor to, but they didn't give me shit.
No, I meant because they know what a child you are.
What?
I get cookies. Yay. Did you say I get cookies? Yay.
I don't
did
find
you
that
say
insulting.
I get cookies what? Yay.
No, I didn't say I get cookies yay. Fine. I did say yay cookies. I didn't say I get cookies yay. It's a totally different thing. They mean different things.
What does Conan come to your dressing room before you start to say hi?
No, he doesn't. The thing is, Conan doesn't like comics on the show.
Really?
Yeah, because someone else books the comics, and they book a comic every once in a while, and Conan generally hates all the comics who come on the show, apparently. According to one of my friends who writes for the show, he's like, Conan generally hates all the comics who come on
the show. Because they're not funny, or because he just hates comics?
Because they're not funny.
Well, he turned to you, and we read his lips, and he said, that was really good to you, or something like
he
that.
He did. He was really, really nice,
like he really
and he
meant
invited
it.
Me back to the show, and then after the show, they had a meeting, and one of my friend, who like I said, who's a writer on the show, he said that at the meeting, he told everybody that he thought I was really funny,
wow.
And that I was welcome back, and my friend was like, that's really good, because he never says that, and I was like, awesome, and then I peed my pants.
They didn't see you pee your pants, because you're out of there.
I was at home by then. I was at home reading emails.
So Sandra saw you pee your pants, and thus
exactly.
The six.
Well, very good.
Yeah, what's up with the six? Sandra, what's up with the six?
Victor, I don't know. We've never had this discussion before, so.
What's up with
I don't
the six?
Know.
I don't give a fuck.
Totally
what's up with the six?
You can what? Have my microphone now.
Sandra, what's up with the six? What's up with the six, Sandra?
There.
Sandra, what's up with the six?
Victor.
Sandra, what's up with the six?
It's a six plus.
Plus, no. If you want to put a plus, put a decimal point like I did. I put a 7.5. That's like 7 plus. I put a decimal point.
Come on, baby. You know.
Wait, you can't. Don't try to sweet talk me. Don't give me that. What? I don't understand. You know what? We can talk about this later. We can talk about it now.
That.
It's really up to you.
Could it be up to me? Because I say now.
Have you ever been to a
wait,
wedding?
Wait, yeah. Can we do the lick my suck my?
Oh, yeah, yes.
All right.
Well, let me tell you about this just because it fits for a second. Have you ever been to a wedding and thought, boy, this won't last? The new website lets friends and family put their bets where their cynical thoughts are. The site weddingbetting.com, B-E-T-T, allows people to place a bet on how long newlyweds will stay married. Pictures of that wedded pair are displayed with a bit of information on their history as a couple. Voters get to choose between the following options: barely past the altar, 1 year, 5 years, 8 years, 15 years, or happily ever after. Are you a marriage guy, Victor? Are you into marriage?
Yeah, I definitely want to get married.
Hmm. I'll tell you, totally unrelated. Sandra?
Yeah, I'm a marriage guy.
Okay, all
sure.
Right. All right.
I here's a weird thing about marriage. Two of my friends have at least proposed to two of my ex-girlfriends.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, one married an ex-girlfriend, and I knew it wasn't going to last because I knew how crazy she was, and I was like, dude, don't do it.
You said, dude, don't do it.
I know. I was like, don't do it.
Wow.
This is like college, though. This is like college. Like,
nobody should get married in college anyway.
This girl that I dated in college, he proposed to her, and I was like, don't do it. She's way off the chart, and he did. He married her.
Were you at the wedding?
Yes, I was.
Were you giggling?
She forced him to have. He's a Marine, and she forced him to have a Native American spiritual wedding.
Mm. Well, you know what? Like, it doesn't top the Walt Disney wedding that we heard about.
What? What's
yeah,
that? This
yeah.
Chick that works at one of the clown agents we work at. Is into Walt Disney, an adult, where is into Walt Disney and had a Walt Disney themed wedding. She was like literally, like, not more than the princess. She was probably Snow White or Cinderella. The dude was probably Prince Charming. I'm going to assume came on a horse.
I would talk shit, but I am wearing a Tron jacket.
That's different.
There's a difference.
That's different.
Are you wearing that to your wedding and everybody's going to be, you know, the invitations are going to be printed on those discs?
If I could have a Tron wedding.
See, but I think that you should be able to throw that in. If somebody can talk about their little princess wedding.
But you can't, right, because Sandra's going to want a princess butterfly wedding. And who had the dream longer?
Oh, the cringing that's going on in this room.
Okay, first caller, we'll play Suck My Dick with you.
We'll play Suck My Dick with you?
I'd like to have a new title, but we'll play Suck My Dick. You suck my dick, I win. It's a new game.
Okay, wait, I was going to ask Victor about... Victor ran into Colton.
I did. I ran into Colton today.
Who is best friends with Nick Swartzen.
Exactly.
We've discussed him on the show.
Just to remind people who's who. Colton Dunn is a black guy that was on... what's that show where they try to trick you but they don't do good?
Not punked, but
boiling points.
Boiling points.
Boiling point. Yeah.
And he'd always wear these. You'd see him punking other people, and he wears these big, thick glasses. Do not trust anybody with big, thick black glasses.
Yeah, because they have a camera inside.
Yes, I better safe than sorry.
And Colton is also in the movie Twist the Cap.
Woo!
Very cool.
And then Nook Swordsden is the gay guy that's on the Adam Sandler CD doing Gay Robot. He has a half-hour special.
He's also in that movie...
Reno 911.
He's at Caroline's next week.
Oh, cool. Maybe yeah, we should see him at Caroline's next week. Unless
and
the story goes really bad.
Well, give me 1 second. Let's play a game first. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Arcada Cat.
Hey, what's up?
You ready to play Suck My Nuts?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Suck my dick, suck my dick, eat my balls, lick dick, suck my nuts, eat my nuts. Eat my nuts, suck my nuts, lick my balls, lick my nuts, suck my nuts, lick my nuts, lick my nuts, suck my nuts, lick my balls, suck my balls, lick my balls, suck my nuts, suck my nuts, suck my nuts, lick my nuts, lick my balls, suck my balls, lick my nuts, lick my nuts, lick my nuts, suck my nuts, lick my... Hold on.
Nuts.
Okay, you say nuts.
Spooky says nuts. There's nuts balls. I say I'm gonna go with Spooky and say nuts.
Okay,
I'll say balls.
Sandra,
I say balls. She
All right.
says balls.
The answer? Nuts.
Oh!
The answer was nuts.
Always go with Spooky.
Right.
Team Spooky all the way.
Spooky called it 5 minutes ago.
That's some bullshit. That's bullshit.
I called it on verse 3. Anything else you want to talk about?
So, yeah, Colton Dunn. So he runs into Colton Dunn.
Hush.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking to the caller. Sorry.
Yeah, I run into Colton Dunn, and he told me to tell you that he did write back to you and say that, you know, what's with calling Nick out on the air and blah, blah, blah. And he's
calling him out, you meant calling him out gay, which we assumed, is that right? We assumed everybody knew he was gay.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
He wanted you to know. He told me to tell you this, Chimda, that... He didn't. He thought that you would write back. I mean, he was upset that it happened, but it wasn't. He wasn't like mad at you personally. He was just like sad that that happened.
Do you want to bring the story up again, real quick?
Victor and Colton used to be roommates, and then Nick came to New York and was staying with them for a while. This was when I was dating Victor. By the way, Victor and I used to date. Anyway, Victor went to sleep. It was me, Colton, and Nick playing a video game. And apparently I was talking a lot of shit, which got on Nick's nerves. And then he kept saying, I don't have to be nice to you. He was being mean. I don't have to be nice to you because I'm gay and I don't care. And that was really weird until he finally said, why don't you go into Victor's room and blow him because that's what you're
good
here for or something like that.
Well, may I say, though, there is nothing really annoying when you're not able to beat somebody in a video game and they keep talking shit. What did you do? What did you just do then? Oh, what happened? Look, I got you. I can
even,
you know,
more so being beaten in a video game by a girl, mm-hmm, especially a fighting video game.
Right, right.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad.
You shouldn't feel bad. It was hilarious.
So he said all this to you.
So he said that, and then Victor made him apologize, which was really sweet, and then... And then I talked about him on this show, and then Colton sent me this email. So I sent Colton an email saying hi because I saw him on MySpace. He sent back that wasn't cool, something like it wasn't cool of you outing Nick. And I didn't respond to that. I would like to, since...
You know, since then, Nick has been gay bashed by your fans in Texas.
No.
Yes.
No, is
okay,
he kidding?
The good news is we're more popular.
Well, is what's Colton saying? That he thought that I should have responded to it?
No,
email?
He was just saying he hopes it doesn't mean that you guys aren't friends anymore.
I don't understand. I really... Colton, that was like a response that I really didn't know how to respond to. It was just kind of like a comment thrown out. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
You know
I didn't. I don't know what the email was between you guys, but I just know that he still likes you. That's all.
Oh, well, I still like him. That was no
good.
Okay, good. Now, anything about Nick?
No.
Oh, I thought
he'd
go
into
the Nick thing. All right.
He was actually gonna. I wanted him to play the lead opposite Charlie Murphy, but he couldn't because of time constraints. But yeah, originally I wanted him to play the lead opposite Charlie Murphy. It would have been awesome.
Well, that's too bad.
Very funny.
SAG doesn't accept gays though.
That's not the gay guy.
Oh.
Colton.
Oh, Colton.
Yeah.
Colton.
Yeah, yeah.
So Colton got another part, not the main part you wanted him to have.
Exactly.
Who got that part?
Ike Barinholtz from Mad TV.
I hope he doesn't blow it.
I like Colton. And, Sandra, isn't Colton hot?
I haven't actually...
You haven't met him?
I haven't met Colton.
Oh, he's very good looking.
He has a crazy mustache right now for the part he's playing in the movie. So he may not look as hot as you might remember.
But he's also on Victor's website in that calling thing, which is probably my favorite video
he's
that
Captain
Victor
Dope.
Did.
Captain Dope.
I didn't see Captain Dope. I meant the phone call thing with him and Jamie
Dimbo.
Oh, on
my website. Yeah. Oh, it's not on my MySpace. That's on my website.
No, I said your website, buddy. You should try listening.
Oh, you should try rewinding that shit and see what you really said.
I will.
When's the movie come out? Do you know?
It comes out the second quarter of 2007.
Do you get to edit it yourself? Will you be in the room?
I do get to edit it, but the distributor gets final cut. But I get to edit and say, this is what I'd like. And they'll be like, we like it like this, but a little different. And then they get to fuck with it.
I can't. And you hear a lot that when the movie doesn't do good, people do complain that's the editing. And I believe that. But then they come out with the director's cut, and I'm like, they did a good thing.
I mean, after this show, if you want to, I'll show you some of the rough assemblies. And that's true, because the rough assemblies, the person who edited the rough assembly, they have no sense of comedy timing for the jokes that are in right. the... So it's like the shots are too long, and like the space between like, you know, setup and delivery are just crazy, and so you can see it, and you can see how editing can fuck something up. But you can also watch the scene and see, oh, this could be funny if it was just tighter. Funny.
Right. Yeah. And I assume that a lot of your jokes are more subtle and this and that. I'm guessing, and that somebody else, you know, could ruin it easily.
Maybe. No, not all the jokes are subtle.
I mean. No, okay.
Bad editing can ruin a joke. Right. Even a non-subtle joke, bad right. editing can ruin it.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you girls okay that there's two movie stars in the room?
Oh, that's right. Tell me about your movie.
All right, I will.
Actually, they do want to know updates about your movie on the chat, but I didn't want to, you know, shadow.
That's why they're doing it. They're on my side, and they wanted to overshadow Victor. All right, I will. No, I don't know. It's a horror shitty horror movie. And that's how I sell it. I get a drill in the head. You know who the bad person in the movie is already.
Like right away, you mean?
Like right away.
Yeah.
There's no thinking. It can't be somebody else.
This is a straight-to-DVD thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to have
a
New York screening
yeah.
here and in Texas where it was filmed. That's it.
Was it filmed in Austin, Texas?
I don't even know where I was, dude. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, Dallas. And then I get the plane. And it wasn't until I was at the airport. And I go, I'm going to Dallas. I need my ticket. I need my tickets now because I'm a star. Do you need my tickets? And they go, you're not going to Dallas. Are you going to Houston? Or they try to like give me a hint. Like, Hugh. I'm like, I don't even.
Spooky says you were in Dallas and some other people are saying Dallas.
It was Houston. Yes, because I said Houston first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't got time to be bothered. Take me where I need to be.
They're saying that you thought it was Houston and it was Dallas.
But did you write the script to this movie?
No, I co-wrote it. Somebody else wrote the original script, and then they brought me on to add jokes and action and bits to the original script because it was a funny idea, but it wasn't executed exactly right, and so I was brought on to fix it.
When you write your movie,
yes.
Did you think how everything would happen and how each thing would go down? Like, this is possible? Did anything like, we got to figure this out later?
I write whatever I want to write, and then when we get to shooting it, sometimes we have to adjust things. Right.
this guy doing the horror movie, I'll call it Razor. It's Razor or Razor Room. Wrote it, and it's not until I'm doing the movie, like it takes place in a laundromat and in an office and like across from a bank. And then we start filming the movie. I'm like, because you live right here. There's the bank. There's the laundry room. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know you had to make it so practical. I make movies with explosions. He looks around the house, and that's how he wrote the movie. Like, that is very smart. And the poor bank, there's a bank next door that I run out of like it's my office, but the bank has a nice flower bed, so we have to keep trampling on this flower bed. Until finally, like, I got into it. I'm literally kicking the flowers.
I was going to say, oh, you're so sensitive thinking of somebody's flower bed. Yeah. No, not really.
I'm excited. I get drilled in the head.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I can't wait to see it.
I know nothing about it. It could be out.
How long do you survive in the movie? Are you, like, the first one to go?
I'm not. I'm the guy's best friend, the main guy. And I'm the last person, best friend. I think.
You know, that guy.
So you're in the whole movie until you get drilled in the head?
Yes.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I have this movie. I just did a movie where I get hit in the head with an axe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right, man.
It's so weird what things look like on camera. Like, I have a hole in my head, but obviously I don't. It's actually the opposite way. I have more, you know, makeup shit put on my head. So how does it look like an indent? But it was cool. And, oh, and then they when they drill my head for the camera, they drilled it into a live, not a live one, but into a pig. That was cool.
What?
They drill. They take the camera, put it on the pig's head, stretch out the pig a little bit so it looks like a dude's forehead, and my forehead shows.
And they really drill him.
And they drill the pig. And then take out the drill.
And PETA has nothing to say about this.
It's dead. I know I said live. It's obviously dead. They bought a pig head from a butcher.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool.
So they and then you go back to me and you really think you saw a dude's head get drilled.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's something.
Yeah, what?
Because, Victor, you knew Keith before, you knew Keith before Keith met me.
Before I was a movie star.
Right,
yes,
right,
I
right.
did. I knew him
that makes me feel comfortable because now I talk to people. I don't know. They're using right. me for my, you know.
All right. Now, I'm saying this because, do you remember Mikey from Surf Reality? Cute little girl. She used to color her hair different hair colors.
Yeah.
She used to go out with Monkey Boy, I think.
Who?
Whatever.
So, Monkey Boy.
Right? Okay. So, Mikey, she's now in this David Janesse thing that we're doing, the gypsy thing.
Right.
Apparently, she could sing. Very cool. Uh-huh. And she found out that I was dating Keith, and she was like, oh, no. She actually said, you can do better than that, Chemda.
Oh.
Even after she knows that it's we've been dating for four years. She knew this.
Yeah. Okay, so she said that, which is fine. I know the kind of humor that Keith does. And I bring this up to say...
Hold on. Like, because I'm sexist and I'm this and that.
On stage.
Like, she's going to go, you know, you can do better. And it's just going to snap. You know what? Fuck it. I could. Thank you. I want to see her and yell at her. Like, you ruined everything. I had that bitch wrapped around my finger. Now she's talking rights and things she can do.
She went out and got shoes.
I guess you'll be cooking dinner for me now.
So wait. So what I wanted to ask you, because I think that Liam felt the same way. I don't think you liked Keith when you first met him.
No,
is that
I did.
Right?
I thought Keith was funny.
No.
Yeah, I told him he was funny.
Weren't you one of the people that said that you don't like his humor so much? Because I know Liam did.
Well, I don't know. I thought we saw Keith was smart.
Really?
Didn't I tell you you were funny back in the day?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You may have, but I do remember him saying Liam and you said that I was too whatever, sexist or whatever.
That's not really your kind of sense of humor. I know Liam for sure said
it. I know
it,
Liam said it's too dirty.
But if Victor told you, Keith, that he thinks you're funny, he doesn't just do that just to say something nice.
I never tell people I think they're funny unless I think they're
right.
funny.
Right. No, I agree with that. So if he said that, then I take it back.
See, I'm the opposite. I tell everybody they were funny. Because who cares? It's their night. Let them have it.
I can't even force myself to
Neither
say somebody's
can,
funny.
Neither can I. Can't.
I pass them, and we'll see some god-awful. Then I'll pass the person in the bathroom and be like, I even go out of my way. Like, you don't have to talk in a bathroom. It's not an elevator. It's not weird now. But I'd pass and go, oh, that's fucking excellent. Who cares?
I don't. In fact, if I have to talk to
them, they're not
going to
quit their dream regardless. If I go, you were bad, that only makes me stronger. So just let them have it.
No, I can't do it. In fact, if I have to talk to them, sometimes you have to. They're a friend of your friend or something. I find something else to talk about. I go, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I happen to have a blah, blah.
That's worse because yours is more detail. Mine's just a blanket lie.
Yeah, I have to think about what I'm going to say. And plus, I'm a bad liar. So if I'm going to lie to their face, it's just going to show.
I hate, what did you like best?
Oh,
I met before I
that
heard
you got off stage.
Before I heard your CD, Voodoo Lulu. And I went, by the way, Victor's on that too.
Oh, yeah.
It's at the keithandthegirl.com/store, that album.
We've been selling Lulu CD.
That's great.
It's been going pretty well.
But before I heard it, and I see her, and maybe it was when she was editing my shit, but I kind of think it must have been before then. But anyway, I go, oh, I heard your CD. It's very good. She's like, oh, thanks. Well, which one's your favorite? Fuck.
What'd you say, Pussy Milkshake?
You know, I'm biased, so the ones Chemda's on also. You girls work good together.
That's a good answer. Right. That's a good answer.
Yeah, but really, which one?
No.
Which one? Like, politically, which one were you into? I'm like, I love them all, you know.
Really? Did she keep going?
She like three times, maybe. Like,
but you actually do like that CD.
I do like the CD, genuinely, yeah.
I think the first time you saw us on stage, you weren't thrilled about it. Right? Because you thought it was a little awkward.
Do you remember when we did the show at Chicago City Limits? Do you remember that?
What, us?
Voodoo Lulu.
At Chicago City Limits?
At Chicago City Limits during like some comedy festival. And I was like, we should bring Voodoo Lulu down to Chicago City Limits. And it was like for, you know, tourists and like gray-haired old people and whatever.
At Chicago City Limits, there were a lot of like, all of a sudden they bust in all these Jews like on their first date and they would just plop down and that's your whole audience. Am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really weird.
The shock, awe, and horror. on the faces of the audience when they were like, my pussy milkshake is fresh and delicious. They were just like, They could not fucking get out fast enough. Like, the people in the back were safe because we couldn't see that far because of the lights on the stage, and they fucking were just out. They were like, let's get out. Pussy milkshake is not a thing.
Can I do another song about George Bush bashing now? Hey, what's up, young Keith and the girl?
Hey, what's up? This is Just Chris from the chat.
What's up, Just Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, well, Henda called me Just Christ.
Oh, did I? I'm just
yeah,
so into...
I had no problem with that.
I'm just so into our Lord that mm-hmm. it just, you know, it happens.
I'm changing her day by day.
Well, maybe you should start writing the prayers now, since you're into Christ now.
No, she still has the Jewish blood.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking, since you guys are all into movies, Victor should write a movie, and you should have Key Hemda in it. Hemda, you can do all your shit from the play, and then Keith can do the dance that he did, and Victor could stand around all his black folk and go, "What's up, nigga?"
Oh my God!
Okay, let me get. And that'll be the end.
You're a writer, aren't you?
That's very good.
Of course.
I'll pitch that. Thank you. Hey, Victor.
That sounds like a great idea.
I have an idea.
Santa, run all my black folk and say, what's up, nigga? That dude has it all together.
But that's how you end it. Like, that was the hilarious ending of Half-Baked. And he's like, I love marijuana, but I love pussy. The end. I'm like, that's a good ending. So here's my idea. You write a movie, right? Me and Hemda are in it. She does all her things from the gypsy play. She sings them, this and that, okay? You send her the movie around that somehow, a play.
Yeah.
I do a dance in it, because I did a dance once, and maybe this guy saw it, I guess. And then...
Keith's dance at the gypsy thing was the most hilarious. I don't think that you should show us the things from your movie until he decides...
I don't have it.
He gives up the dance. You could do the dance.
You know what?
No, I mean live. You got to do the dance.
I agree. I'm doing this stupid dance. They have me. It's a musical.
Yeah.
But I don't sing. So really, honestly, I wanted to be in it, but why hire me? I would not hire me. They end up having me speak the song. Just don't have me in. So I'm singing the song, and then, which is kind of dumb, but then halfway through I do some dance, and so she's teaching me this dance, and I don't know.
It was taken from all the rest of the gypsy moves, except he's not a gypsy, so he's fucking it up. So it's a lot of knee slapping and clapping and
it's kind of like that Turkish dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Nipsey Russell in The Wiz. He talk sang too. Did you ever see The Wiz?
No.
It's a mostly black oriented take on The Wizard of Oz.
I know Diana Ross was in it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all over her
fucking
house.
And other black people who you don't look at.
Did I tell you we moved Diana Ross's stuff?
Yes, you did.
And she has...
We can't stop talking about it.
She has, like, Wiz magazines, Wiz DVD, everything all over the house.
Can I ask you this? If I wasn't around, would you grab something and put it in your pocket from her house?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I was amazed, though. And, I mean, for everybody to know the name, she had to be huge. But I was amazed how much stuff there was. Karaoke, and you sing the hits of Diana Ross.
Does she still look good?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
No. I think she still looks good, yes.
Okay. Are you more forgiving because you're a lady?
Yes.
No. She looks good.
Well, your boyfriend does not...
Nah. She looks witch-like.
But she always kind of looked like that. There was always that
She always kind of looked like a witch.
Yeah. She always looked bad. That doesn't mean she's good now.
I think she looks good. Shut up. Spooky vomited in his mouth a little bit.
Yeah, she's the attractive lady. And then whenever Hemda slips on the sidewalk because it's winter and gets yelled at by Diana Ross, that kind of makes her a little more unattractive to me. I go by insides as well when I judge. You know, if you're not careful and you fall, that's really your fault. That's like her way, so we don't sue.
I don't understand why Diana Ross hired clowns to move her furniture.
There's no reason we had to put on face paint. There's no reason. No kids were there.
That was just a bonus.
Yeah. They're like, all right, take this box downstairs and touch up your left cheek.
She doesn't think that clowns will rob her.
Clowns are safe.
You have some kind of weird anxiety if you have to hire an expensive entertainment company. Oh, and because she doesn't trust people, she thinks people take things and sell them on eBay, understandably. But then you hired the neighbor kids because they're 16 and immigrants, so you can pay them nothing.
I don't think
they'll steal shit?
I don't think they were the neighbor kids.
Her neighbors,
you think they're
are
related?
Her neighbors are immigrants who have no money.
That's a good point, right?
I don't think so.
How do they live in the same neighborhood?
They did not. No, remember somebody went to get people from another area?
That.
Yeah, no, they were not the neighbor's kids.
Like Home Depot?
I don't know, but the neighbor's kids, no.
What a sick house, though. Bowling alley. And you look at that decrepit lady. She's not bowling anywhere. Just a waste of things. What are you getting in your dream house, Victor?
I'm going to get a lot of arcade games. That's what I like. I like
that.
I like video games and just stupid shit
like
that.
Like stand-up stuff? Stand-up video games?
I want to get a karate gym so you can fucking kick shit. That'd be awesome.
What's a karate gym? It's mirrors
and a bag,
and a softer floor, no?
Do it now. Fuck it. You earned it.
Exactly. I'm going to fucking do it as soon as I can.
I'm going to get a big bar.
A big bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A big bar, like a... It'll look divey, but the maid cleans it up real nice so there's never bugs and stuff. And then next door, she's going to have her cafe, and that's for the ladies. And then we're going to have a... This is why we get a 20 when we say how much we love each other. We're going to get one of those, kind of like a dumbwaiter, but it just turns. How you pay for things in bad neighborhoods, through the glass.
Right.
We'll have one of those, and then we can pass notes to each other.
Oh, that's cute.
Or a bowling alley.
No bowling alley. I don't get it. Nobody bowls that much. Who bowls that much? It's like you run out of ideas. Oh, what else? I got the movie theater. I got the pool. Got the indoor and the outdoor pool. There's another room here. I'm not going to have more kids. Bowling.
Diana Ross's house is a maze. The hallways, I don't know, are like this skinny.
Oh, tiny?
Yes.
Like two people can fit through?
Yeah, at most.
Because it's an older house.
It reminded me of that house. Who's that lady that had workers keep building because she thought once somebody stopped building, she'd die? Have you heard of this?
I don't know who that was.
It's an old story. And and the house is famous because it's so huge. And like some fortune teller or something told her if people stop building, working, and adding rooms on her house, she will die. They probably were in cahoots with the builders. But day and night, they would literally be making rooms and, you know. All the time, like a door would go nowhere, and they
stairways
just
stairways that went to nothing, right. And doors that opened up to like the outside, just random shit like that.
I think it was Diana Ross's house.
I don't understand why they started fucking up the house and like they had stairways leading to nothing. I mean, sure they can keep building, but you can build a house that
right
works.
Just kept going.
You don't have to start fucking everything.
Huh? They start building steps that don't go anywhere. If you follow the new steps, they'll run into the old steps. And she's like, they're like, Jesus, when will this bitch die? She keeps saying a lot. She's going to see. None of this makes sense.
No, they're building it in order to kill her. They're like, she walks up these steps, she falls off, she dies, we'll be done.
Yeah,
finally.
She opens the door to nothing. Whoops.
But she just never did.
Her house is like this, that drawing that you can never physically make.
What is that?
It's got two prongs and then a prong behind it, but you can't really make it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that optical illusion.
Yeah,
you're talking about. Yeah.
That's what the house is like.
Yes. People can't see it, though, here.
I'm just talking to us. I didn't invite him over. Keith and the girl, what's up?
Hey, it's up. It's Chris again.
Okay.
Ew, he's jerking off. Hang up.
What, that would have to be the loudest jerking I've ever heard.
If he was like a jerking off, he'd have to have metal hands.
I don't know.
It sounds he's sanding wood.
No, but he's jerking off, but putting it to the mic so it's making a louder sound. What? Ew, that's all I can say.
But he wanted you to know who it was.
I don't think that was the case.
That was part of jerking off, even amplified.
I'm just saying, it's Chris. I want you to know. Do you acknowledge you know? Yeah, I do. Okay. Well, there you go. That's when you know it's over. Thank you very much, Victor. Thank you very much, Sandra. Thanks for being good sports.
Bestalbino.com. Victor's in our top eight on our MySpace /Keith and the Girl. And you can go to everything and see everything about us on KeithandTheGirl.com.
See you.
2, 3. Shut up. Time to end your story. I said, ding, baby, ding. It's time to shut up, 'cause all you do is bore me. Ding, baby, ding. all you do is bore me.